Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Coulson!
Oh, my man.
Coulson, your stay in the Celebrity
my
Big Coulson, Brother house
goodbye.
Is over.
I'm going to see you in a
say your goodbyes. It's time to leave.
Hello and welcome back to On the Sofa with Jack P. Shepherd and Ben Price for hopefully the last time I have to anchor.
Let's hope so, because there's literally no more excitement in your voice
no, there
from the first day to the last, and it's the final. Your anchoring technique is extraordinary. I will never raise my voice or sound excited. Welcome back to the Love Train. So this is it. It's 2 in the morning. What a night. What a 3 weeks it's been for us. Never mind Coulson. What a 3 weeks. But what a night was tonight. Top three finish.
Yeah, it was good. Really. So pleased. So pleased for him.
Oh,
he's done so well.
He's done really well because his interview afterwards was mint.
Yeah,
he's really come over brilliantly. Yeah. Louis's new best mate.
Yeah.
I think the best thing about it is he's had a completely good experience.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not going to go back and look at it back and go...
Watch it show or
yeah, I should yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have done it. He's looking to look back and go, ah, that was a moment that really changed me. And I think he's right. He's gonna be able to feel more himself. But wow, what a roller coaster for the kid. Fern went out first, top five, Fern gone.
Yeah, I thought it'd be Coles and Nikita around 4-4. 4-4 third, is that right? And then I thought it'd be Louis and David in the final. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought David deserved winner. Nikita deserved winner.
David was my winner.
Yeah. Well, Coles, surely.
Yeah, David was my winner.
No, Coles, surely.
No, actually. All I did was 15 votes for David. which is awkward because we've been doing this podcast for 3 weeks to support him. But actually, I really like David. I voted with my heart, not with my head. And I voted David. Yeah, obviously, Coles is the winner. But then after that one, Coles goes, I'm thinking, where do we want to go here? Legs 11, Dave, Slay, great. Coulson was way more... He'd obviously had a good time. Us knowing him fairly well, I thought, it's gone well for him.
Yeah.
He's within himself. He's not overwhelmed. He's not teary. He's on form.
Oh, yeah, his interview was flawless.
Yeah, his interview was mint.
Yeah, he wasn't stumbling. He wasn't... He didn't know... You know, he was compos mentis. Everything was there and he wasn't crying or... Not that that's a bad thing. I don't know. He just looked like he knew what he was doing and he knew he'd been good, I think.
Yes.
If that makes sense. He knew it's gone okay.
It's gone okay.
That's a relief, isn't it?
And he probably knew he'd kept out of any drama.
Yeah.
And... The only thing they brought up with, I think was a bit unfair, was what Levi said to him about boring, but he handled that really well.
Yeah, really well. And he said exactly what we thought, just everything's heightened.
Heightened.
And
as we said, Coulson won't hold that. He doesn't.
No.
You just go, yeah, one of those things, whatever. Let's move on. And in the end, he was third. So,
yeah.
And actually, I thought to myself, it's a better result in that you've not done anything in your head. That's why I quite like David. David was just him and Nikita. Mm,
mm.
So you've not had to do anything to think, ooh, I had to sort of be that to win.
Yes, to yeah, yes.
The top three were just them, which I think is really nice. Really good for the show.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
If you're yourself, then that's
and
good
if
enough.
That's good enough. Fine. And if it ain't, whatever.
Well, funny enough, then the audience see that.
Yeah,
I like
they do.
Them. Yeah. Which I think is actually the one thing that Louis actually said, which I thought made a bit of sense, was when he said, the public know. You can't really fool them.
It keeps going back to the public, doesn't it? The public will get you through it. The public will vote.
I love that. And actually what really happened, Louis, was they tried to get you out. and you were saved by Big Brother.
Yeah, multiple times.
Multiple times.
No, no, no. You can't vote for Louis.
You can't vote. No, we thought about it. You're not voting for him. Yeah. But also, Jack, let's reflect on our time. Your anchoring and me following, that's developed. Not at all. But a lot of people have followed us on our little journey, haven't they?
Yeah.
And Colson's.
Yeah, they have. I think they've enjoyed it. As podcast fans have enjoyed it. We've enjoyed it. We've been suckered into it, haven't we, Ben? Like, we were thinking, oh, this is going to be awful or whatever. Can't believe we haven't. But we've been coming to the table every night. Going, can you believe that? Can you believe that was said? Or whatever? Do you know what I mean?
And we had, a bit like the house, we had our low points. I had that low Wednesday.
You did.
Where you had to pull me back up. I got a bit into the diary room. I got a bit sad. And you come in, come on, Ben. You're pulling everyone down. Pull your socks up.
Last push.
Last push. But you're right, we've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And it was a bit, I was like, crikey, okay. You know, at the start, you're thinking, crikey, 3 weeks. And then the first week, I'm thinking, cool, how's this going to be? And then the second and third week, I thought, Colson's got this. He's all right. He's survived that bit of drama at the top.
Yeah.
Where it was all getting a bit edgy. He shared a bed. That's gone. That was the big moment.
I've texted him. You've texted him. We've texted on his group, haven't we?
We've texted on the group. We've changed the group icon.
It's only gone the one tick, though, Ben, our messages, which means he hasn't got his phone back yet.
No, and do you know what? Weirdly, I reckon he's going to keep off that for a bit because he's going to switch it on and there's going to be a load
ping.
Of messages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All that stuff. Good to know he's back at work on Monday. So you'll see him. He's doing an interview, I think, first thing
Monday.
Good
morning,
GMB.
Brittany, isn't yeah.
But I set his alarm for that one. And then
not for when he's on it though.
I'd love it. I fucking love it. We all have alarms set for 8. Hi, GMB. Did twittering birds. I'm sure after he spoke, we've seen his mum and dad and his girlfriend and whatever, we'll be next on the list. He'll be like, what's going on? Like, and I go, podcast has been a massive success.
Huge.
We're binning you, we're getting Dave.
<I'm> on.
We've missed him. We've missed him. I put that in the text.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Missed
you
him.
See that it does fall apart. You take one little chink out the armour and then that's it, yeah.
It's a complete Jenga, this podcast. You get rid of him and we're just toppling, aren't we? But I hope that the people who have listened to us every night keep listening to us because obviously we're going to have our own, you know, our own interview with Colson, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And we'll find out everything. We'll interview him, won't we?
Yeah. What you're going to hear is one of those things when they do that clickbait thing when they go, hear the real story behind Big Brother.
And it'll be exactly the same.
It'll be exactly the same. There won't be a story. And you'll go, well, I thought I was hearing that. Hear the real dirt. There won't be any dirt. Because the other great thing about knowing someone and then they're on telly is... If it was me and I'd been on there, you'd know immediately if I'd had a shit time.
Yeah, yeah. Immediately. But we can tell you now, he has loved it.
Yes, he's loved it.
Yeah.
He's absolutely loved it. I can look at him and he's thinking, mint, this went really well.
Yeah.
Relief. It's a slight bit of relief, I can imagine, as well.
Definitely. Relief for us as well, you know. It's a bit of a risk.
Yeah. Because it would have been awkward.
But yeah, that wraps up Big Brother this year. And next year, it's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here with Ben Price.
No, we're going to take Coulson to every single show, and then we're just doing the going to do the
Master Chef.
Strictly. And then we just go around the country
commentate doing the on everything
commentate on everything he does. His paso doble. He looks tight in the calves. So we're going to get him. Yeah, we're going to push him out to next year. Get onto I'm a Celeb or something like that.
Something else. Something else. Yeah, that's the next one. Funny. Thank you, everybody at home as well, for listening, for following, for voting, for retweeting, for posting, everything that you've done for calls and for us as well on the sofa.
I know he would be really touched by it, and I think what's so lovely is the podcast is a real memory for him. Mm. He'll be able to listen back and hear the journey, that his journey really, and also that we've had such huge support for him on the podcast.
Yeah,
it's a really nice thing. It's a bit more interactive, weirdly, than just an Instagram or a TikTok.
Yes, it's then you hear it back and your feedback and everything.
Yeah, you can. He'll know. He'll go, oh yeah, that was good, or whatever. Mm. So thank you so much for staying with us, even despite our. As it's not gotten any better, our presentation.
No, and never will.
Which is a skill, I feel, which is underused in this world, which is, I think they've got worse.
Thank you, and there'll be more episodes, obviously, streaming, and hit the follow button, subscribe, do all that, stay with us, we love you, thank you very much, well done, Coles, good night.
Well done, Coles, good night. He's our winner.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.